Hong Kong Rita podcast.
Good morning, and it's my great pleasure and honor to be invited and by HK Rita and to share with you some information about recycled textile products. And this is the roadmap for natural fiber recycling. And we can see that pre-consumption and post-consumption, and we know pre-consumption phase, and from the waste yarns, waste fabrics, and we can physically recycle the fiber, and especially the cotton fiber, and it can be used for spinning, and we know that for post-consumption recycling, the technology is really difficult and the cost is really high, and because there is a huge amount of post-consumed textile products, and here are some pictures from the internet, and we can see that every year there are around 30 million tons of waste, but the recycled percentage is just 600,000, and so the recycling the proportion is just around 8%. And Madam Huang mentioned that we have set a goal by 2025. We hope we can increase the recycling and utilization rate up to 25% by 2025. And recycled fiber and can reach 2 million and by 2030, and the numbers can reach 30% and 3 million tons respectively. And so the keywords here are the recycling rate or utilization rate of the textile waste. We need to collect first, and for example, from the production lines and from the society or some special channels operated by brands. And for some waste from the production line, and the system is quite mature, and the closed loop recycling has been achieved. However, although it's a very stable channel, the amount is really low. And Madam Huang mentioned the 500 kilometer radius, and to set some sorting bases across neighborhoods. And however, the sorting is really difficult because people don't know how to divide different waste and categorize the waste. And the special channels operated by the brands is a good choice. And the accuracy of recycling is really good. However, because it is really scattered across the nation and the cost is high.
Here for Hong Kong Rita, we have a technology using the near ultralight to degrade all those wastes. We can pick up the waste, scan it with sensors so that we know what exact fibers are in the waste. The accuracy rate has exceeded 90%. Highly accurate way to analyze. And also we see similar technology has been applied in Sweden. You can see on the internet that the processing rate can reach 4.5 tons per hour. Just to talk about the degradation in social collection level, we still have another channel about brand or selected channels, including some uniforms or textiles used in the hotels, and their fibers types are selected. We know the channels, and if the cost is not very high, we can collect them. If it's not, they are not valuable, then we choose not to collect them. And after the degradation, we can use the fiber to generate polyesters or other types of textile and cut the long fibers into short ones to make new textile, or using the chemical regeneration method to produce fibers with thickness. Here I would like to share with you my suggestions. So talking about degradation, sometimes it's difficult because the contents are complex. At home, we have ways to dispose our household garbages. I'm now learning about this one. I'm not an expert in this field, but can we think about using the same method in terms of recycling in textile industry? We can make it clear to the public so that they'll know where to put their second-hand clothes. This is my personal idea. So talking about the waste textile and regeneration, we have a chemical method to deal with the polyesters. It's different than the plastic bottle. This is a chemical method for chemical regenerated terulene. We can achieve better degeneration. It's different than the method in physical method, because the physical method will lead to a bad touching feeling. For the chemical method, we collect the waste from the market, and with all those additives, chemicals, we dismantle the original fiber and combine it in a new way. Traditionally, we use PTA in this process, but we have conducted tests and compared with these two kinds of polyester and to find the similarities and differences between them. So this is a new technology that you can find more information about it later. And also about the waste tire. Now it's very high demand in the market. There are many waste tire, but the regeneration rate is quite relatively low. And that's if they have a chemical method to dismantle the waste tire. And among the process, there is a crude oil and that can be used to make polymer. Because there's something interesting regarding this equation. There's a mass balancing, like GRS concepts. It's not necessarily used in this fiber, but using this concept, can we maybe apply this concept to those fibers that are hard to be regenerated to achieve the goal of regeneration of fibers? So that's all for my brief sharing today. Thank you for your time.
Find out more about us at www.hkrita.com.